This is the first time a Lake Superior port has brought in ammonium nitrate and may be one of the only Great Lakes ports to handle this cargo. U.S. Coast Guard Commander Alan Moore in Duluth says special permits and notification of local officials are needed to handle the 10,000 metric ton load.
We're working with the city and with the state and with, of course, the fire marshal. Security is always a thing that we take a good hard look at, because the product by itself is not that dangerous. It's an oxidizer. That's our biggest concern. And if fuel was added, you could have a major problem.
When fuel is added, it makes it explosive. Moore says the ammonium nitrate will need 24-hour security watch once it's unloaded so it doesn't fall into the wrong hands. There's another hoop to clear. News reports of this cargo will inevitably link it as the main ingredient in the bomb that destroyed the federal building in Oklahoma City, killing more than 160 people. The ship is inbound from South Africa and is expected in Duluth around July 15th. It will be used to make explosives for mines on the Iron Range of northeastern Minnesota. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Mike Simonson in Superior, Wisconsin.